Blog Talk Radio.
Out there, everybody, and welcome to another version of A Real Point of View. We've been on a kind of a hiatus since the Christmas holiday. I hope everybody had a good Christmas, and we want to welcome in the new year talking about the Golden Globes. With me are the movie maven, Karen D., and legendary film critic, Mr. Larry Domkowski from Must See Movies on Facebook and the Internet. Happy holiday, you guys, and happy new year. And for all those people out there, welcome back. And how you guys doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a great new year, 2015, and got a lot of good films coming up, and I'm excited. You know, how about you?
I'm excited too, for the exact same reasons.
Yeah, so, Greg, that leaves you the odd man out.
Well, you know, the last few weeks have been very interesting, and, you know, that's okay, because interesting at least keeps me busy and keeps me out of trouble. And as you both well know, trouble is my middle name. So. Speaking of trouble, there's a little trouble here what's that? From a Music Man, what city is that?
River City.
River City.
It's River City.
River City. Yes. Capital P that rhymes with P that stands for pool.
Right. That's a little bit of the Music Man. Thank you, Larry. All of us have thespians in real life, thespians in our minds for sure. What I'm talking about is the Golden Globe Awards. There are a lot of movies out there that are being nominated. The Golden Globes Awards are great for not just film, but also for television. But we're going to stick with the movies themselves, the major movies, and talk about the category of drama and the category of musical or comedy. So the films that are nominated for Best Picture in a drama are Boyhood, Foxcatcher, The Imitation Game, Selma, and The Theory of Everything. Now, we try as critics to see as many movies as we can, and unfortunately, we can't see everything. So we're going to talk about the ones we were able to see. So why don't we start with you, movie maven. What movies were you able to take a look at, Karen, and give us just kind of a brief idea to what you thought about?
Okay, well, I was able to take a look at Into the Woods, St. Vincent, Selma, and most of Birdman. And
okay.
What did I think? Okay, well, I guess to put it as succinctly as possible, Into the Woods, I get it, but at the end of the day, I wasn't that impressed with it. It's like sitting down to a sumptuous meal, and then when you get up, you're still hungry. So I thought I did not care for the production of that movie so much, especially the vocal production. I thought it was overproduced. I thought everybody sounded the same tonally. All the men sounded like tenors, and it's like that's impossible. And all the women had the same sort of lyric soprano voices, and I'm like, that's impossible. So while I thought there was definitely good acting, you know, Meryl Streep was good as the witch, but I don't think she plowed any new ground in the way that she acted like the witch. I mean, she basically channeled Rapunzel's mother, and we've seen that before in Tangled. So I really hope she doesn't win. I don't think she deserves it. I think there are far better, more revolutionary performances out there that deserving of recognition. And please don't like really make me angry and give her yet another award. So that's as far as Into the Woods is concerned. I thought the acting in Birdman was amazing, absolutely amazing. I mean, Edward Norton practically steals the film from Michael Keaton, but not quite. But, I mean, they're both cray-cray. I have no idea what these people are going to do from one minute to the next. And it's really worth seeing, and it's really an interesting sort of view. I love this story where this man who plays a superhero kind of becomes a legend in his own mind, and then his mind kind of turns on him, and he doesn't know what to do with his life. He doesn't know what to do when he plays a superhero, but he's really a normal person. So very interesting, amazing acting in that movie. So I would love to see either Edward Norton or Michael Keaton maybe get an award, except that I saw Selma and David Oyelowo was just amazing as Martin Luther King. And frankly, I forgot that he was playing Martin Luther King. I thought I was listening to Martin Luther King. So I thought, you know, I thought that was amazing, and I thought the movie was very well produced, and I love the way it sort of pulled in these historical events with the overlay of FBI wiretaps. You know, that was really cool, and all the acting in that movie was good. I just thought it was amazing, but it, you know, I really was focused on David Oyelowo. He was amazing. And then St. Vincent, I thought Bill Murray was amazing, too. He was really good in this movie. And, I mean, he kind of plays this sloppy guy who, you know, I mean, he had, you know, it's a slop, this kind of a slop of a guy who, you know, is trying to make his way in the world, but he does these really nice things. He's a good person. It's not that apparent that he's a good person, but, you know, you've got this kid who comes along who, you know, gets under his skin and sees the person that he really is. And it's an interesting story from that standpoint. And it wasn't too long, thank goodness. And the only thing I didn't like was there was the kids kind of did like a PowerPoint presentation at one point in the movie, and it was completely overproduced because I'm like, no child's going to do all that. Get real. So that kind of ticked me off. But I thought it was a well-done movie, and I wouldn't mind seeing him get an award, except I think David Oyelowo should really get it.
Well, there are two different categories. There's drama, and then there's musical or comedy. So Bill Murray has a better shot, and both of them, because they're not against each other, pitted against each other in that realm.
That's
so
true.
You,
that's
Larry?
A good point.
Yeah. What movies were you able to get to see, Larry, and tell us about your experience?
Well, I'll tell you something. I'm just going to tell you about the ones that I liked a lot. First of all of these films that we're seeing, they wouldn't be on this list if they weren't. They're all worth seeing. You may like it, you may not, with your personal choice. But as far as films go, these are all, any film here that has a nomination is worth seeing, either for that film or for that performance. I'm going to start real quick with Bill Murray in St. Vincent. My God, you know, he has turned out to be one of the better actors in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
from someone who did, you know, improv comedy and then silly skits, to what he's doing now. He's the master of the double take, and he does it very well, either comically or dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm watching him, I know it's Bill Murray. That's not the issue. So he never comes across as that character. But what he does come across is being sincere, he's real, he's tangible, and I understand and want to understand more about him. He makes his characters interesting. And to me, that says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
For Best Actor in Motion Picture, I got to see Birdman, and I'm telling you, for Best Actor, Michael Keaton does such a fantastic job. I'm a Keaton fan, so I'm biased about this, but he really delivers a fantastic role. But you're right, Karen. You're right. What happens between him and Ed Norton? You have to wonder, would either of them have done so well without the other one in that film?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. That means they're both working off each other and giving a lot to the performances. Best Actress. That was a bit harder for me. I purposely did not watch Into the Woods, and I'll tell you why. A short while ago, I got done with doing a stage production of it, and so I'm going to be looking at that through those eyes. So for all the people out there listening to this, I apologize for that. I liked Annie. It was light. It was frivolous and making it contemporary, it worked. It worked mm-hmm. primarily because of who was involved in it. The 100-Foot Journey was the other one that I saw, and Helen Mirren's a great actress, but this is not her vehicle. This film is not her vehicle, and she does a great job in the film, but I think the film suffers for other things. I don't think she's gonna win in this thing here. I'm going to probably have to go. It's a toss-up between Amy Adams and Julianne Moore. Both good actresses, both give great performances. Amy Adams, I'm leaning more towards than Julianne Moore. As far as best picture, you know, in a drama, you know, I'm tossed up between three films. Boyhood, Selma, and The Theory of Everything. I have to count Boyhood out because at the end of the day, I don't know if it's a drama or a documentary because of how it was made and what they did with it. It's good. Please, it's good, but I don't know if that should win this award. It may be something else. Ultimately, I have to go with Selma. I think that it's powerful, it's poignant, got great acting in it, and one loses themselves in that slice of time. Mm-hmm. And it really hits home. And to people who are old enough to know what happened there, this will reawaken a lot of things that was going on at that time in your life. I was small when this happened, but it will reawaken it. And I tell you the truth, see this film, and if you weren't alive when this happened, look at it from your own point of view, of course, but then imagine your parents reading about this and seeing this in the news and hearing about this, and then how this changes everything to where we are now.
Yeah.
It reawakens a lot of this, and this stuff needs to be reawakened. As far as best musical or comedy, I had a hard time with this. I can't do Into the Woods. I really love Birdman. I love the St. Vincent. I cannot. I did not see Pride, so I can't really tell you what I would feel about that. The Grand Budapest Hotel, I enjoyed very much. I enjoyed very much, but it misses on so many different levels. I'm going to have to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to have to say Birdman only because I think it deliver stronger performances than St. Vincent.
Wow,
see, sounds good. Still, I think I agree with you, Larry, about how all these films, because they're nominated, and I think this particular Association, the Foreign Press Association, really goes out of their way to provide great movies that are nominated. So I agree with you on that.
Well, this year they did. That's not always the case.
Well, I'm just saying, from my perspective, I think a lot of these are good movies. And each of us were able to see some of the same, but also different movies. For those of you out there listening, the Best Motion Picture nominees for musical and comedy were Into the Woods, Birdman, The Grand Budapest Hotel, St. Vincent and Pride. Of these movies, I saw a little bit of Into the Woods, and I agree with Karen for the most part. Wasn't sure what I was going to get. Stephen Sondheim, whose song is kind of portrayed for the movie, I like, but as I was listening to the songs, I was watching the movie, it started off okay for me, but it didn't build for me, and so I'm still kind of on the ledge on that one because I haven't seen the full feature. However, I saw all of St. Vincent, and I really enjoyed this film, and I'm not a huge Bill Murray fan, but I'm a better fan because of this film. So I think Bill Murray did a job. And so this film even got a little bit of a tear out of me because of it was, for the most part for me, kind of sincere film. David Oyelowo, wonderful as King. It was so moving and so effortless that I forgot that he was acting. I just thought I was listening to, when watching some privileged footage that I was able to acquire and was right there almost in many of those scenes in the sequence of that film. And, of course, as Larry said, a little bias. My bias is with regard to this particular director. Of the many movies that we've talked about, I know Larry and Karen have been a little bit more knowledgeable of the directors. But in this particular one, I'm a fan of Ava DuVernay, and I think she did an excellent job in this film. Even the cameo appearances of Oprah Winfrey, very poignant moments in the film and necessary. Now, with regard to, I also saw, well, obviously I saw Selma, and I also saw part of the Grand Budapest Hotel. It started off a little quirky for me, and I was about to put it aside when it started to get more and more interesting. And so I watched even more of it than I thought I would. And I think, as Larry alluded to, it's a viable movie. And it's on kind of a fun movie to some degree. At least the amount of it that I saw was really interesting. I'm a real big fan of Ralph Fiennes, so I thought he did a wonderful job. But I still think St. Vincent really pulled me in even more so. And so I think Bill Murray, for me, would be that person. I'm a big fan of Helen Mirren. The 100-Foot Journey looked like an interesting film. I wanted to see that film. But, again, I would be biased anyway. But you know what? Emily Blunt in Into the Woods, I actually kind of liked her in that film. So I think I'd probably be pulling for her. And I'm a big fan of Amy Adams, but I haven't seen The Big Eyes. But I'm kind of pulling for Emily Blunt. I've seen her in other films, were more dramatic films, and I liked her in this and the difference. And, again, I don't know, I think she's a Brit too, Karen.
I mean, great.
So I guess we're pulling for the Brits. What was it I wanted to say? Boyhood, I kind of agree with Larry a little bit. It takes kind of that drama out of it and is a little bit more of a docudrama. And so, I don't know. I think if you're going to put it in a category like this, it's got to be that drama that we're looking for. And I think some of the other films possess that ability, like Gone Girl was a good movie. But, you know, Imitation Game, I like the understanding of this World War II ideology and the things that people do to try to win this a war that seemed like would never be won. So I want to give credence to that as a film, but I didn't see enough of it to really respond. So of the films that I saw that I really enjoyed the most was St. Vincent, I'd See It Again. I've heard a lot of great things about Birdman, not just from my two colleagues here, but from other people, so I'm interested in looking at that. Into the Woods got a lot of publicity. I think it's a viable film, but again, I think it got too redundant all along the way. It needed to have more of a break, and I didn't really get a break in the early part, and I've only seen just under a half of it. So for me, at this point, David Oyelowo as the best actor in a drama, I think that's probably going to happen. I'm a big fan of Benedict Cumberbatch. I'm a fan of Steve Carell, but I think in this case, even Jake Gyllenhaal in that crazy movie Nightcrawler, I think David Oyelowo is the running favorite, so we'll see Sunday.
Yeah, we will. We'll be watching with great interest.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And Emily Blunt, I think, is going to pull it out. And, you know, I love Ralph Fiennes, but I think Bill Murray's got the edge. Love Michael Keaton. In fact, there's not an actor among these actors for musical or comedy that I don't like. I like all of them. They're wonderful actors. And although Bill Murray of them is the least favorite of them, he actually, you know, has brought himself up in my eyes with a wonderful performance in this particular film. So, so everybody out there watching, really good movies. I think all of us are agreeing upon, you know, some things here and there.
I can't agree with you on Grand Budapest Hotel. I thought that movie was terrible.
It was quirky.
It was quirkily terrible.
I had to look at it as a quirky film. It started off bizarre for me, but then I got to a point where I was starting to understand it. When I was doing that, I felt better about it. Now, again, I didn't see the whole thing. Larry, I think you were the only one who saw the whole thing.
Yeah,
but
I couldn't get through the whole thing. I had to step away because it was driving me crazy.
Well, I got through the whole thing, and I enjoyed it. If I gave it a numerical rating between 1 and 10, you know, I'd give it a 6.5, maybe 7. And I'm being liberal here, but that's because I enjoyed it. And sometimes, for me, I'm able to just sit back and say, you know, put my own feelings aside, and I'm thinking, can I look at this movie on its own merits rather than what I give to it through my own eyes? But that's okay, you know, that's because ultimately, you know, Karen, if you didn't like it, you didn't like it, and you don't need to justify that. There are films that are box office, you know, blockbusters that I can't stand. A case in point is that Mel Gibson movie, the one Braveheart. I can't stand that movie. I loathe it. But the funny thing is, technically, it's a good movie for the most part. But, you know, and it did very well in the box office, and a lot of people love it. Personally, I can't stand it. I'll never watch it again unless they totally re-edited it down to maybe about 35 minutes. So,
oh, God. Well, I love Ralph Fiennes, so I really wanted to like Grand Budapest Hotel, but I'm like, oh my God, this is just, I just couldn't enjoy it. I didn't like the story. It bored me. It was bored. It's like I couldn't really end up caring about these characters. They were too, quote, quirky, end quote.
Yeah. So I got a question to ask both of you. It's beginning of the year. We've got about 4 minutes left or whatever. What movies are you looking forward to coming out in the next couple of months?
I have one comment to say, and then I'll tell you my answer. You know what this reminded me of, the Grand Budapest Hotel, as far as its quirkiness? It reminded me of that movie, Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I didn't like that movie either.
Now, see, I love that movie. I love Brazil. But then again, I had to see it about 5 or 6 times before I started to really understand it.
Okay.
I'm with you on that. But anyway, that being said, you know, I'm looking forward to Driver as one of the films that I'm looking for. What else this year? I haven't seen Gone Girl. I wanted to see that. I'm trying to think. That's a good one, Larry.
I'm looking for Karen, how about you?
Well, that is a good question. I mean, one thing that I wouldn't mind seeing Black Cat, because I just love Viola Davis and she's in that movie. And that alone would be enough to get me interested in seeing that. And I think there might be a couple of others whose names I can't remember off the top of my head. I wish I'd known you were going to ask me that question. I would have studied up.
That's all right. You know, there's a couple of them that I'd like to see. I'm kind of interested in Mordecai. Looks very interesting. It stars Johnny Depp and Gwyneth Paltrow, Ewan McGregor, Paul Bettany. Good cast. Let's see what happens with that. It's very quirky. It looks like it could just be a lot of fun. And I think that after that, you know, there's so many films coming out this year that I'm really looking forward to seeing.
I just thought of another one.
A few of these. Yeah.
One more film,
okay.
Black or White with Kevin Costner.
I really want to see that. I understand that he's been getting a lot of handshakes and nods from the people that have been peripherally involved in that film, and we'll see. That looks like a good one to see as well. You're right.
Okay, so I'm back on the quirky movies, but also a little bit of comic book essence here. I'm looking forward to The Avengers Age of Ultron.
I'm also interested, Larry.
You asked the question, buddy. I got one more. I want to see Kingsman, The Secret Service.
I do too. And I also want to see how they reboot the entire Fantastic Four franchise.
Oh, yeah. That's really interesting. Good point.
And, of course, at the end of the year, we have the new edition of Star Wars.
All right.
Indeed.
Embarrassment of riches.
Is coming to the end here with Taken 3.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they should have stopped at Taken 1. Like, they're taking me too much with Taken 2 and 3. It's like, stop taking me already.
Yeah, I knew you'd get a kick out of that one. But, go ahead, Larry. I'm sorry. What else are you looking forward to, bro?
Well, you know, there's a couple of other comic book movies. They're doing a movie of Doc Savage. I don't know if you remember the Doc Savage, the Man of Bronze stuff.
Of course. I'm a Marvel guy.
Yeah, so, but there's a couple of other films in here that look really, really good. I'm interested in seeing how they redo Point Break. And I'm really interested in seeing how they bring to the screen Man from U.N.C.L.E. So.
That will be intriguing.
The comic books, Ant-Man is coming out, so both DC and Marvel are doing it. They're bad ones.
I won't be watching Ant-Man.
We've got a few seconds left, you guys. Thanks for listening out there, everybody. Come back, listen to our archives, listen to our next installment of A Real Point of View. Check us out at arealpointofview.com. And The Real Movie Guy on Twitter, and The Real Movie Guy on Google Plus. So any last-minute words regarding the films, you guys?
I just want to say this. You know, people, if you got a film you saw and we haven't talked about it, call in. Let us know. And we'll put you on the air, and you can tell the world what you thought about that film. Please, because I'll tell you something. There's so many movies out there and only so much time to watch a film. So please give us a call.